Time Warner Audiobooks and Intellectual Properties Management presents a selection from A Call to Conscience, the landmark speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I've been to the mountaintop, with an introduction written and read by Andrew Young. Producer's note. Please be aware that although this audio selection follows the format of Warner Books hardcover release, A Call to Conscience, the speech presented here may differ in length or content from the printed version. Some gaps exist in the original recordings, which will be apparent to the listener. However, we have used the most complete recorded version available. For further insight, we encourage you to consult the book, A Call to Conscience, the landmark speeches of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Hello, I'm Andrew Young. No speech of Martin Luther King's has provoked as much discussion and debate as the message he gave to the people of Memphis, Tennessee, at the Mason Temple Church of God in Christ the night before he was assassinated. He spoke without notes and seemingly without forethought as he poured forth a powerful stream of consciousness narrative before a standing room crowd of 11,000 people. It was awesome. And in response, the people produced what German theologian Rudolf Otto described in his classic, The Idea of the Holy, as that powerful spiritual transformation of an earthly situation into a transcendent religious moment via the mysterium tremendum. God was in this place. And yet, none of those close to Martin thought that there was anything final about the address. We had heard him make the same references on several previous occasions. Usually, I might add, when the situation was...